If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome, friends. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Welcome as well to Throwback Thursday, our weekly segment, where we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Now, last week, we heard from the owner of a Minneapolis-based office cleaning service that polished its approach to staffing, customer retention, and sustainability. Today, in our latest feature, we'll hear from an organizational advisor who starts with home consults but transitions to businesses when she spots high demand. So basically, she goes from B2C to B2B, business to consumer, business to business. What's happened since we first heard from Michaela? Let's hear the update directly from her, and I'll come back at the end with a wrap-up.
Greetings, I'm Michaela, and it's been an incredible 3 years since I've ventured into the world of professional organization. If my last update was about finding my footing, this chapter is all about growth and refinement in my organizational advisory business. When I started, my focus was mainly on home organization. However, as I gained more experience, I noticed a significant demand in the small business sector too. Entrepreneurs and startups were looking for someone to streamline their processes and declutter their workspaces. Identifying this niche was crucial. It allowed me to shift gears and cater to a market that wasn't just looking for a one-time service, but ongoing consultancy. Pricing models evolved significantly during this phase. I moved away from hourly rates, which were unpredictable for both me and my clients. Instead, I introduced package deals. For instance, a business efficiency package that includes workspace organization, digital file management, and workflow optimization. These packages ranged from $500 to $2,000, depending on the scope and complexity, of course. Building a strong online presence was another key development for me. While word of mouth had been my primary marketing tool, I realized the potential of LinkedIn for B2B engagement. Sharing before and after photos of office spaces, tips on organizational efficiency, and client testimonials helped me tap into a wider market. I also started a bi-weekly newsletter offering organizational tips, which steadily grew my email list and, in turn, my client base. The most significant learning curve for me was developing a scalable service model. Initially, every project I took on was highly customized, which, while was great for client satisfaction, it wasn't time efficient. To streamline my services, I created an assessment form to quickly identify a client's organizational pain points. This standardization allowed me to offer more consistent and quicker services for my clients, increasing my capacity to take on even more clients in return. So for those looking to step into this field, here's my advice. Understand that every client is unique and being adaptable is key. Also, investing time in building a solid online presence is really non-negotiable in today's digital world. And finally, never stop learning, be it new organizational techniques, software tools, or understanding market trends. Today, my business is not just about organizing spaces. It's about creating systems that help businesses operate more efficiently. It's been a fulfilling journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for letting me share my story. I hope it inspires others to find their own path in the world of professional organization.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Thanks so much, Michaela. I appreciate you sharing those updates with us. Listeners, I appreciate you as well. Let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. If you have a question and update for us about your hustle or anything else, sidehustleschool.com/questions. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, all those places, usually under my name, Chris Guillebeau, or 193 countries, 193 countries on Instagram. Lastly, today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2539. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for being out there. You're amazing. New episode coming out tomorrow. You can find it on all the platforms completely free. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.